Hi, everybody. It's Jim Wanzek, and we're here in Greenwood Village at the RE/MAX Masters Millennium Headquarters. We're located at 6020 Greenwood Plaza Boulevard, and I am here today with Denise Rich, and we're here in the Mount Elbert Studio. It's one of our newest collections, but what we try to do is let people know about our agents. And Denise, I wanted to say hi. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
So one of the things that people know is that you have been in the business, we're kind of both dinosaurs, but you were the second woman that was ever hired by RE/MAX International. Kind of tell us that story a little bit first.
Well, no one would hire a woman in those days. Van Scott, Moore, and Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And Moore had their quota, Kay James.
Okay.
And I went to Van Scott and they said, "You're a woman." And I looked down and I said, "Last time I looked, I was."
Yes.
And they said, "No, no."
Okay.
So I went over to Moore and they weren't hiring. And I heard about this man that was with RE/MAX, mm-hmm. and he had just started a company. I called him up and I said, "Mr. Liniger, will you hire a woman?" And he said, "Hell, I'll hire anyone that pays me the desk fee." And I said, "How much is it?" And he said, told me, and I said, "That's awfully steep. I think it was $300.
Okay.
And he said, "And I don't buy coffee, and I don't buy pencils in those days."
Right.
And he said, "I don't have a desk for you because the IRS is coming." And
wow.
And I was so thrilled. I said, "Well, I'll sell out of the back of my car."
Right.
And it just, I was so excited. And from then on, it was exciting as heck.
Yes. You know, I think the brand of RE/MAX, both of you and I know what the brand that really brings. People don't quite understand because they have all these newfangled companies that are coming around. But you know what? We just continue to do business. And you have just been a top producer for your whole career. And tell us a little bit about your philosophy in the real estate business.
Well, I have a lot of gratitude mm-hmm. to both Dave and Gail, because it gave me the opportunity to just go out and do something on my own. I didn't have to knock on 60 doors, which I could never do. I created my own opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and that was the gift.
And you know what? I really have seen that through the years, because you've concentrated on what you were best at, and then you also referred business other opportunities to people that they were best at. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy and you know, your farm area and what you've done and how that's worked for you over the years.
Well, I was a geographical farmer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like to drive, and I had three children.
Okay.
So I pretty much just stayed in the neighborhood and focused on that. I would wake the children up early in the morning, and we would go out at 5:30. In those days, they left newspapers
mm-hmm.
at houses. So we would put our brochures under the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started. And then I could afford a bus bench on Alameda.
Mm-hmm.
And the three girls and I would go out early in the morning and turn those heavy cement benches toward the traffic coming down in the morning. And then when they got home from school, we would lift them around to face the traffic coming.
Okay. Wow. So you were kind of a renegade even back then, huh?
And I used to, oh yeah. And I used to wake them up to Lee Greenwald's "I'm Proud to Be an American."
Absolutely. I know that you're very, very proud to be an American. But tell me a little bit about that. That kind of tells me, I want to know about your history. Tell me where you grew up, because I learned that recently, and that was pretty exciting. Tell us a little bit about your childhood and where you grew up.
Well, my parents, polio was real bad in Denver.
Okay.
And that dates me. And my mom packed the car up in August of 1945
mm-hmm.
and moved us to Aspen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the gas rationing was over from the war.
Okay.
And she bought a little house with 3 acres in town on the river.
Wow.
For $17.57.
Okay.
And you can imagine what the house looked like.
And how long did you live in Aspen then?
Oh, I lived there pretty much until the school system was 8th grade. And then,
okay.
We never really left. We always spent the summer as soon mm-hmm. as school was out.
Okay.
And grew up with minors
mm-hmm.
and real people.
Right.
Not at all like what it is now.
So tell me about when you got your real estate license, when you first, you know, entered. Obviously, we know about, you know, hiring, but tell us a little bit about that, you know, process.
Well, I failed the exam 5 times.
Okay.
That's how I started out. I have a saying that success is going from failure to failure with enthusiasm.
Right. Well, that's
Churchill
pretty.
That.
Well, I knew that I heard that before, but that's really I think epitomizes what your attitude is. Because every day that I ever see you, you're smiling, you're anxious to help people and motivated to make a difference. And I think that's really one of the things that makes us great realtors is that when we really care.
Yeah.
So thank you very much about that. But tell us about your business now. What are you doing now because of COVID and things like that? How have you adapted?
Well, you're always adapting, whether it's a bankruptcy that all the builders are in or whether it's the hottest market in the world.
Yes.
I have stepped back. And I'm regrouping,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at creating new opportunities, new neighborhood, Cherry Creek I'll start farming in.
Okay.
And, people know me by a brand name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm going to capitalize on that.
Okay.
And I'm a problem solver.
I know that.
And the biggest thing is the people that now a lot of the top agents can throw a house on the market, they don't have to advertise. They don't have to do much and certainly not problem solve. As I said, I have a PhD in sewers because
okay.
I've done over 90 sewers in the neighborhood
uh-huh.
and I know what the heck I'm doing, construction.
Right.
I'm capitalizing on the things that I know and waiting for the opportunity to get going really full steam again.
You know, one of the things that you said is that sometimes we don't have to do a lot of things because the market's so hot. But, you know, it's the experience and the negotiation skills that you have really are what people really want and have a need for and want to. And that's why they pay for the opportunity for you to be there is because of your negotiation skills. So what's your philosophy when you get multiple offers and how do you deal with that situation?
Well, I have a situation right now where I have multiple offers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a territory that I haven't been in. And so I put all the offers and call every single one of the agents, thank them for their contract. And they always want to know, well, what price should I,
mm-hmm.
I bid? And I say, you want me to lose my license? I can't tell you that, but write your highest and best use.
Great.
And they're all over the asking price.
Well, Eunice, what you said, I really want to expand on a little bit because you call people, you talk to people, because
oh, yeah.
so many times the millennials don't want to text or never even, they put a contract in and they never have a chance because they really don't communicate. And I think you're a really, really strong communicator. So tell us a little bit more about that, how you talk to people and you walk that fine line, but you make sure that they bring the highest and best offer for your clients.
Well, you say, like, a cash offer is king. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount down is extremely important. And so you're going to get it in the top position if you have a real clean contract.
Right.
I say I never sell a house without an inspection.
Right.
Because you're going to get sued or I'm going to get sued.
Yes.
And escalation clauses for me I'm not comfortable with. So, and Gap, just write your cleanest, best offer.
Right. And I think plain language is so important, because most of the time when we're talking about our Wednesday classes and we're talking about what's going on in the current market today, is that a lot of people get wrapped up with some really sophisticated terms. And I think that you're a plain language person. You just kind of, you know, tell us the way it is, which I think, you know, is really refreshing. And I think that's part of your success for sure.
Well, and sometimes it's my fault. You know, as I always said, it's experience teaches us what we shouldn't do, because that's what is our mistake. It comes from experience. And
we know that you have a lot of experience in that regard. So we really are happy. Tell us about your experience about joining RE/MAX Masters Millennium a little bit.
Well, it was an incredible opportunity for me. And I'm absolutely so grateful that I could stay at RE/MAX. And I was just so supportive of what you've done, and you're just a good capitalist. I so appreciated that. And the atmosphere is wonderful. Jim Merle's here.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't ever write a contract, and Jim used to be in the old Cherry Creek office.
Right.
And I would do his marketing, because that's my forte.
Yeah.
And he would write the contracts.
Wow.
And he was grumpy always. Yeah. Denise, when are you ever going to learn this?
Yes. Yeah. I have had many, many experiences with Jim, and what a wonderful soul that he has. But he does have expectations. I think that's one of the nice things about our office, is that our expectations are high. We're here to do business, and we're really here to make a difference for our clients. And I really love that about you, because I know that that's always been your philosophy, and you're always a hard charger to take care of your clients. And, you know, to me, that's a value that most people should understand, that not everybody is there in it because of the clients. They're in it maybe for the dollars, or they're in it for, you know, the short term. They don't understand that longevity really makes a difference. And I think that's one of the really things I'm proud of you for, what you have done in your lifetime, is the, you know, the longevity and what you've done, your commitment to our industry. And you really do try to make a difference. And I know you're even talking when things are, you know, you don't know the answers, you really work really hard to seek out the answers. And I think that's one of the beauties of your business.
And there are always other agents that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a great atmosphere. I love the marketing meetings. I love what we learn, Tom Ulrich.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
And it was just being part of the RE/MAX 100 when we used to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I would get so many good ideas in marketing.
Right.
And when people right now are the top producers,
they work their tails off really hard, because you know what? Even though the market is brisk, you know what? There's so many landmines in our industry that we really protect our clients for. And that experience shows. When you have that experience, it's just invaluable, and it makes a major difference. So that the difference between someone getting the best deal that they can and just following the market that is at the time.
Oh, yeah. And I used to always think, when I compete a lot with family or relatives,
mm-hmm.
that's just in my neighborhood.
Right.
And I used to say, with my track record, which is sold,
mm-hmm.
do you really want to keep your friendship and your family members at bay and still have a relationship?
Right.
And
right, because you've got to be in their corner. So I understand, because sometimes, you know, the relative doesn't quite understand that process very well.
True.
So, Denise, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, I'm all over on bus benches in my neighborhood.
Right. Okay.
And my telephone number is 303 886 0000.
What a special number. Well, great. If you want to get a hold of Denise, that's the number to call. Well, Denise, this has been a fantastic meeting. I'd love to get to know you a little bit better. And I think that's going to help, you know, agents out there because, you know, people think, oh, she's so hard charging. She's not a real person. And you know what? You are a real person. And we really have a lot of gratitude for your being at RE/MAX Masters Millennium. So I just want to say thank you.
You're more than welcome. And I have one other saying I'll leave it with.
Okay.
When life hits you hard and you're roadkill, you still have your fingers to get you up. So always remember that.
Well, that is a fantastic saying, and we're looking forward to many years of working with you. Thank you very much for being here. Hey, and we'll see you the next time. Thanks for listening to Denise today.